720 WGN, Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock, broadcasting live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, overlooking Michigan Avenue, beautiful downtown Chicago night. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. I might pay some money to see the Black Crows get back together. They're breaking up all the time. Also, some texts came in. Huey Lewis and the News. Robin Trower. Yeah, so thanks for all those texts coming in. What about you guys? Who would you want to see if you could pay money to see, some big-time money to see some bands? Tanver, what do you think?
I'd pay money to see the British band Blur if they ever come
Blur,
back.
Blur, yeah. They're awesome. They were awesome. Absolutely. Michael?
I'd kind of like to see Midnight Oil get back together.
Ooh, Midnight Oil. All right. Love
Peter
it.
Peter Garrett's political career apparently hit a bumpy patch, so maybe he'll get back into it.
You never know. Michael Corcoran and Tanvir Ali are here in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're talking about production in Chicago, and I'm talking about movie making and TV production here in the city. Michael, you are the co-author of Hollywood on Lake Michigan, and your website is chicagocinema.net, and you are a historian. You know a lot about movie making and its history here in the city, and there's a rich history, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And Tanvir, you are a data reporter for DNA Info Chicago. That website, dnainfo.com/Chicago. It's very nice to have you both here in the studio. And how this whole thing got rolling, Tanvir, you are the data reporter. You love maps. I think maps are super cool. It's the kind of the geeky side of me coming out. Maps are cool, by the way.
Thanks.
And you created this map called Hollywood in Your Hood, See Where Crews Filmed in Chicago in 2014. So this is a map on DNA Info Chicago, and it's an interactive map, so you can click on, depending on the movie or the TV show, and on the map will pop up where they filmed in 2014. Why did you put this together?
Well, over the few years that DNA Info has existed, we've run a lot of stories about this film is filming in this neighborhood, or this show is going to be in this neighborhood. So I decided it'll be cool to see just where all these films and movies that people, TV shows people are seeing, are filming across Chicago. So I asked the city department that's involved with this kind of thing, you know, give me a list of everything that's filmed in Chicago, and then I'll map it out and let people explore, you know, their favorite TV shows in a new way.
So you have the option here on this interactive map to look at everything that's being filmed. And man, when you do that, there are a lot of different locations that pop up across the city. And I'm looking like even like way north, way south, way west. I mean, it's crazy how many things are filming here. And just off the bat here, you got Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Crisis, I've never even heard of that, Empire, Mind Games, Orange is the New Black, Parks and Rec, Sense8, have no idea what that is, Shameless, Sirens, Unexpected, and the movie Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, that's the big one, right?
Yeah, parts of that movie are being filmed here. I had no idea.
And the cool thing is, Chicago plays both Gotham City and Metropolis in the movie. So,
really?
Yeah, there were places. Downtown was made up as Metropolis, and then uptown, it looked exactly like Gotham City would in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of, I'm looking at the downtown for Batman versus Superman, and I'm, again, dork for both, so that's what immediately I click on, right, and in Uptown. Now, Michael, you give tours, I know, all over Chicago that explore the history of movie making here in the city, and like I said earlier, there's a rich history, and sometimes we don't think about that or we don't know about it, but explain a little bit about how filmmaking runs deep here in the city.
Well, Chicago's been involved with movie making basically since the beginning of the technology. The kinetoscope first premiered at the Columbian Exposition of 1893. There was a pavilion for it. Of course, the actual kinetoscopes didn't arrive until after the fair. It was like the first production delay, pretty much at the beginning of the technology. But one of the first commercial movie studios on Earth was in Chicago in 1896. Selig Polyscope Studios started up at the corner of Irving Park and Western.
Really?
Yeah. Selig was a vaudeville promoter, and he saw a kinetoscope and realized that the big money was going to be in, because a kinetoscope is basically like a peep, kind of a peep show thing. You just look in the top and you see a loop of film go around and around. But he knew the big money was going to be, you know, getting people into a room, seeing it projected on a wall. So he tried to I always say basically when I'm on the radio. I say that too much. But
he's basically doing great. Let me just say that.
He stole the Lumiere brothers' design, conspired with a machinist in Chicago, and they stole the Lumiere brothers' design to make the Seelig Polyscope, a film camera. And they shot Westerns there. He bought the menagerie from a bankrupt circus. They shot jungle pictures.
Wow.
He took the, there was a replica of the Nina Pinta in Santa Maria, left over from the Columbian Exposition that the Spanish government had made, and sailed to Chicago. It was rotting in Jackson Harbor, and he got them all lake-worthy to do a biopic of Columbus landing in the New World.
Wow.
Yeah, landing in the New World of Jackson Harbor.
the unexplored territory, right? Well, this is something that, you know, a lot of us don't know about, that there, you know, there's such this rich history here, and we think of, oh, Los Angeles, right? Because that's Hollywood, and that's where all of the movie magic happens. But like you were talking about, a lot of it originated here in Chicago, didn't it?
It all started in Chicago. Chicago was a transportation hub. All the vaudeville entertainers were already here. And then what happened was all these Chicago studios started satellite studios out in California, and then it gradually moved over. And then by the early 20s, they'd all moved into Hollywood, into this Orange Grove, and had sort of left Chicago.
I want to talk about the economic impact of what happens here with production, with TV making and film production. We'll talk about that. And we'll also look at the history, I think, is really interesting, the history of the economic impact of movie making here in Chicago. And we'll talk more about the tours, Michael, that you do, because this is really cool how you can actually go see these places that have a big impact in the history of film, and they're right in our own backyard. So we'll talk about that with Michael Corcoran, who's the co-author of Hollywood on Lake Michigan. His website is chicagocinema.net, and Tanvir Ali, data reporter for DNA Info Chicago, dnainfo.com/Chicago. I'm Mike Steven. This is 720 WGN. Yeah, I had to wait for it. I mean, come on. Thank you, Angus Young and the boys. Mike Steven here with you on 720 WGN. On the air until 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez coming up at 11, so don't go anywhere. 312-981-7200, the phone and the text line. Talking about movie magic here in Chicago. We have a really great history of production here in the city. And Michael Corcoran is here to talk about that. He is the co-author of Hollywood on Lake Michigan. Chicagocinema.net is his website. Also here is Tanvir Ali, who is a data reporter for DNA Info Chicago. The website there, dnainfo.com/Chicago. And Tanvir, I know that you wrote that in 2013, Chicago broke all kinds of records, right? There has been, in the last few years, a lot of production here in the city.
Right, and a lot of that can be people could be thankful for that with the new CineSpace down in
on the south side,
Little Village, right?
Right.
It's a huge complex. If you've not been there, it's enormous, and it so many productions take place there, and mm-hmm. It's really enabled other productions to come in to the city.
Yeah, I know it's, I don't know how many thousands of square feet, but it's an old factory, I think, or
yeah, I believe
warehouse.
Steel factory.
Right, and they turned that entire thing into a production space, and I know that the TV show that was on Starz, Boss, that was starring Kelsey Grammer, when that was running, that was entirely shot here, and a lot of that was shot in that facility, wasn't it?
Right, and if you take a look at the map we talked about earlier, a lot of the little dots you see on there are in that 4-block radius of filming there.
So the economic benefits that, you know, Chicago gleans from all this, that we reap, what are they? Because you got a lot of production folk coming to town. There are lots of cameras and grips and all sorts of crew. What sort of economic benefits do we see in the city?
Well, I would say that there's the actors that are in the shows. I mean, there's always calls for extras to be on Chicago Fire and Chicago PD specifically. They're all over town, and they're always having calls for extras to come on the scene.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, city services that come with this. For every film permit there is, the city has to provide security in the form of a police department, people to run crowd controls on the streets, that kind of thing. So, and then there's the indirect things just of exposure of Chicago and just, you know, building up Chicago's image as well.
Yeah. Michael, as we talk about Chicago and, you know, here we are in the Midwest and we are really one of the production capitals, I think, in Absolutely. The United States. Again, we always think about the coast. We think about New York. We think about L.A. But there's a lot of stuff happening here. And I know that you take tours out and you can show us where in Chicago some of this stuff happened and is happening. On your tours, where do you go? What sort of spaces do you check out?
Generally, a lot of it is downtown and the locations, you know, where movies were shot, all the Dark Knight stuff. I mean, you could spend a whole hour on Wacker Drive, that stretch of Wacker right out the window here,
yeah.
where the, you know, with all the drawbridges. I think there's some sort of law that says if you shoot a movie in Chicago, you have to do an aerial shot of the main branch of the Chicago River.
Right, that helicopter shot floating right down. All the movies have that are shot here. Right. So you come downtown. I know you mentioned that there are some things that have happened in the neighborhoods. And Tanvir, I know that I live close to Bucktown. And like Bucktown all of a sudden for Chicago Fire or Chicago PD or Chicago whatever it was, all of a sudden Bucktown lit up because there were crews everywhere. And little old, you know, this the quaint area of Bucktown right by Lottie's Pub.
Lottie's
right?
Pub is huge. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like their bar in the show, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
And that whole area is turned into like Hollywood Central. So do you get into the neighborhoods, Michael? Do you ever go into these smaller communities and see what was going on?
A little bit if people request it. The thing with tours, though, if you're riding on a bus, it's a sort of a diminishing return. The further you get out from the downtown, the more you have to go for less and less. Now, of course, with all the TV shows, but it's one of those things where it's kind of obscure. You know, you could say, well, this is where they had a 5-second scene in the third episode of the second season of Chicago Fire.
Right.
I mean, it gets a little inside baseball. But the thing is Chicago, the thing that makes Chicago attractive to make movies makes it really attractive for television. Because television uses up a lot of locations and uses up a lot of actors. And that's one of Chicago's strengths. When I was interviewing people for the project, I would always ask them, what is it about Chicago that makes it such a great place to film? And they would say, first off, you can get a crew from top to bottom, everything, and they're always great. The city is beautiful. The city authorities cooperate and the citizens cooperate. And there's this, like Tanvir was talking about, there's this huge bunch of great actors everywhere. All these great conservatory programs, all the great theaters, and just people come here. All great actors come here after they've gone through the conservatory.
It's right. Just,
Chicago is really, you know, it's been building for years, and now it's finally reaching full flower.
Have you seen Tanvir's map, the interactive map?
I love Tanvir's map. That sort of thing just is my bread and butter. You know,
yeah.
Maps of locations and just maps of weird stuff and any sort of strange facts and errata.
Isn't it cool, though, especially in Chicago, one of the reasons why I love this city is because there are these, as I call them, nooks and crannies, where you can go down certain streets and alleys and stuff just pops up and you've got these little communities all over the city. And to explore that, like what you do, Tanvir, through your maps, I think that's really cool.
Right. And it shows the beauty that, you know, Hollywood types find in our random blocks. You would think these are nondescript blocks, but there is a beauty there that these yeah. TV shows and movies show.
What's a sort of data wizardry are you up to next? Can you tell us?
I have some things up my sleeve. I hope to be back here to talk about them.
Oh, all right. There's the radio tease, as we call it in the business. Check out what Tanvir Ali is doing. DNAinfo.com/Chicago. He's got the very cool interactive map called Hollywood in Your Hood, See Where Cruise Filmed in Chicago in 2014. And Michael Corcoran is the co-author of Hollywood on Lake Michigan. His website is ChicagoCinema.net. So check that out. And he is, of course, a Chicago historian and just knows a lot about a lot of stuff that happened here in Chicago. Guys, thanks so much for coming by the studio tonight.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock. We'll take a short break and come back and get a look at the news with Rob. This is 720 WGN.